Chapter 4. Lenina. At exactly 4 o'clock, the loudspeakers on every floor announced that the first work shift for the day was over, and that the second work shift was now beginning. Hundreds of workers left their desks and laboratories and took the lifts to the showers and changing rooms. Lenina Crown had finished her work in the embryo department and was now in the girls' dressing room. In the room, hot water was running into 100 baths, and 80 massage machines were giving massages to 80 perfect female bodies.
"Hello, Fanny," said Lenina to the young woman on the massage machine next to her.
Fanny worked in the bottling room and was Lenina's closest friend. Fanny, who was feeling very relaxed from the massage, nodded to her sleepily.
"Who are you going out with tonight?"
Fanny asked Lenina after their massage.
"Henry Foster,"
Lenina replied.
"Again?" Fanny's face showed disapproval. "Do you mean to tell me that you're still going out with Henry Foster?"
"It's only been about 4 months," Lenina protested.
"That's quite a long time," Fanny said. "Besides, there hasn't been anyone else except Henry all that time, has there?"
Lenina's face became red, and her voice was a little angry.
"No, there hasn't, and I don't understand why there should be."
"You know the rules, Lenina," Fanny said. "It's wrong to have a long, intense relationship with only one man. The director would be furious if he knew you've been with Henry for 4 months without having another man. You don't need to give Henry up. Just go out with someone else from time to time. Henry does, doesn't he?"
"Yes, of course he does," Lenina replied.
"Anyway, it will be nice for you to have one or two men apart from Henry," Fanny continued. "You ought to be a little more promiscuous."
"I haven't been feeling very promiscuous lately," Lenina said, looking at the floor.
"You have to make an effort," Fanny said. "You have to obey the rules. Everyone belongs to everyone else."
"You're right, Fanny," Lenina said slowly. "I'll make the effort. To tell you the truth, I'm beginning to get a little bored with no one else but Henry every day. Do you know Bernard Marks, the specialist on sleep training?"
Fanny looked worried.
"You don't mean..."
"Why not?" Lenina interrupted. "Bernard's an Alpha Plus. Besides, he asked me to go to one of the Savage reservations with him. It would be so exciting to visit one of those places where there's no civilization and people still live like they did in the past. But it's very hard to get permission to go to one."
"But Bernard hasn't got a good reputation. They say he doesn't like games," Fanny protested. "And he spends most of his time by himself, alone."
There was horror in Fanny's voice.
"Well, he won't be alone when he's with me," Lenina said. "But why do people dislike him? I think he's sweet."
"He's so ugly and small," Fanny said. "He looks low caste."
"I think he's handsome," Lenina said firmly. "And I like that he looks low caste. It makes me want to take care of him."
Fanny was shocked.
"They say somebody made a mistake when he was still in the bottle," she said. "One of the workers thought he was a gamma and put alcohol in his bottle, and that's why he didn't grow."
"That's ridiculous," Lenina said. "Anyway, I've always wanted to see a Savage reservation, so I'm going to accept his invitation."
"You're impossible, Lenina," Fanny said. "I give up. One of these days, you'll get into trouble."
"Do I look all right, Fanny?" Lenina asked.
She was wearing a blue jacket, a blue and white hat, blue shorts, white socks up to the knee, and blue shoes. She also wore a blue belt in which to carry the obligatory contraceptives.
"Perfect!" Fanny cried. "And what a beautiful belt! I must get one like it. My old one is no longer fashionable. I've already had it for 3 months.
Yes, throw out the old clothes and buy new ones. It's best for the economy,
Lenina replied, looking at her watch.
That's what we were taught in our sleep. I must go now, Fanny. See you tomorrow.